Coming up on 9:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, she is the Senior Vice President of Communication, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. She is Jennifer Grandall. What's going on, Jennifer?
Hey, good morning. Rob, I didn't hear my walk-up song. I'm kind of disappointed.
What's your walk-up song? There? What's your walk-up song?
Come on. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, we will remember.
Go ahead and finish singing it. We'll just record this and play this every time.
You guys know I have to start with a joke, right?
Yeah, you do. You're on the right show. I didn't know this. I found this out the other day because I was ear hustling the conversation that she was having. Mm-hmm. She's a singer.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. I never knew that about her. She wasn't talking to me, but I was ear hustling.
I started playing the piano when I was 5, so that kind of goes hand in hand.
See?
So I'm a musical family.
Well, sing some yacht rock for us.
I will, but only with my cap on. I don't have my cap on right now.
Jennifer, you just heard, and I know you know about it, but Ryan O'Hearn and Jackson Holiday entering the second phase of All-Star voting. Ryan O'Hearn, tremendous story, but Jackson Holiday, a year ago, there were fans in this area doubting whether or not this guy was a bust. And you've seen him since he was just a pup coming in after being drafted. Are you surprised such a quick turnaround for him that he finds himself in this place right now?
Not even remotely surprised. I remember I was on my way to New York for a meeting with the league, and the signing was happening, and Jackie, Nate, and everybody was back at Camden Yards with him. And I was there draft night when Mike and his team drafted Jackson. And besides the pedigree, which is, of course, exceptional, and you see with his brother who has a great chance to be a 1-1 pick, certainly a first-round pick, top first-round pick, I think he's a really hard worker. I think we saw that in the piece that our content team did. He's very committed. He does the work during the off season. You know, his speed, his aggression. He wants to be a great baseball player. And I think Jackson is going to do whatever it takes. And he has a great support system around him, not only in his dad and mom and brother, but also his wife is pretty much at every game. I see her after every game. So I'm not at all surprised. I always think he had a lot of pressure on him. Cameras, requests, it's just extraordinary. And I think it's interesting because it's such an opposite story of Ryan O'Hearn, who really grinded for a long time. And Ryan O'Hearn, as you know, Rob, you're around a lot. He's just a top guy. I mean, there's no other way to say it. He's a grinder. He's willing to make the sacrifices. He's a leader in the clubhouse. We want him to
have
all the success.
He's a dude.
Yeah. He really is. He really is. And I was talking to him after the game the other night, after the tough loss the other night. And he has the attitude of, you know what, let's put that behind us. We're going to come back here and we have a tough team coming in, but we believe in ourselves. He's never lost that through this entire season. And obviously he's never lost that belief in himself. And I think that's really paramount to not only his success, but the team's success. So these guys need the votes, because if they don't move forward after this round, it's over. So we need the fans to, the fans love these guys. So the fans, I think, will rally behind them.
Jennifer, what about, let's see, all of us here have grown up on Marvel Comics, now love the movies, and I still do.
We're geeks.
We are geeks.
Let's call it what it is.
I'm a huge Marvel fan. I've always been. Got my son at the... Anyway... What's going on tomorrow at your Marvel-themed activity day? And what's going to be given away?
Yeah, so first 20,000 fans, Cal Ripken Jr. Iron Man bobblehead. It's very cool. And I've seen Cal with it a bunch of times doing a few interviews. And, I had to mention to him I've only taken 2 sick days in 7 years. And he wasn't as impressed with that stat as I thought he would be. But he's, it's also cool because throughout the game, we're going to be giving away signed bobbleheads to randomly selected fans. And I think some excitement people will see Cal here at the ballpark, which we've seen him a lot this year. You see him behind home plate, but he'll be interacting with fans. There'll be a few surprises throughout the game, but we're excited. And Iron Man, also Jackson Holiday. Speaking of Jackson Holiday, he's a Marvel fan, as is Kevin Brown. There's a lot of them around for sure.
Hey, Jennifer, I got to ask about the Yacht Rock night, because I brought it up already, but Rob already said he's giving me the hat because it won't fit his big-ass noggin. He thought it would look like a yarmulke up there, and I just said, "No, it's not. Your head's not that big."
You know what he's getting though?
What?
The Rays are giving him the old stadium cover.
Oh, is that what for his head? What can you tell us about Yacht Rock Night? Because the hat looks awesome.
Thursday, July 10th, first 10,000 fans, and I am a fan of Yacht Rock. I think that's a great way to relax.
Who doesn't like?
Hold you on. Know what? Who Rob, doesn't?
You got all the greats. I mean, you've got Michael McDonald
there.
Yes,
yeah.
Toto. Toto's on everything.
The dog from Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the dog from Wizard of Oz is in there.
Yeah, Toto.
Yeah.
Thursday, July 10th. So a summer giveaway, and the following day, some fireworks here at the yard, and our fireworks shows have always been great. And as you know, we're doing a lot to try to do more engagement with the fans and kind of get the players energized throughout the game. We've done a lot this year. It's you know, more to come, and listening to the fans, the surveys that fans get. I think people probably, it's like anybody, you fill out a survey and you think no one's ever going to read this. No one's ever going to do anything about it. That's actually the complete opposite. We have meetings to talk about the fan surveys, like big meetings. So a lot of positivity happening right now.
Wait a minute now. I mean, you all talk about the Yacht Rock. I think you guys are missing the mark on this. You're burying the lead, as Jerry Coleman would say. Senior Vice President of Communications Jennifer Grandal, that whole week, July 8th through the 13th, is Beach Week. What about the Hawaiian shirts?
Hawaiian shirts, two nights. So one of our most popular giveaways now on two nights. So Tuesday, July 8th and Saturday, July 12th, it is Beach Week. And I think probably next week, a lot of people are going to the beach, but then they can come to the yard and do the Hawaiian shirt, the Yacht Rock hat, and the fireworks all in one week. So big week here, and less than a month away.
I'm going to show up at the bar in a Hawaiian shirt and a Yacht Rock hat. How do you think they get over?
Where you live? Fine.
Go to Birdland.
We're going to have to try on that Yacht Rock cap next time we see you. I really
love it. Harford County, you're going to fit right in.
Yeah.
Don't join in with them, Jennifer. Yeah. Don't join in with them.
Yeah, we don't know Rob anymore. He's doing line dancing out in Harford County.
Really? Well, that we have to try to get a cam on that.
What's going on? Are you doing anything 4th of July celebration?
My 4th of July, I am going to watch fireworks right here in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. I'm very fortunate that I have a great view of the fireworks and look forward to being here. Probably go to the aquarium that weekend, kind of just do some touristy stuff. I'm not going to be traveling with the team to Atlanta.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. We don't know if we'll have time. Yeah, so it's, like, it's exactly. A busy weekend.
The team's going to Texas first, and we have the dad's trip, so all the players will have their dads with them, or most of the players will have their dads with them. Will be kind of cool. We have Aaliyah from our player and family relations department who's taking care of that. And, big week in Atlanta and an off day for the team in Atlanta as well. It's a great city to have an off day in.
It is. It is a great city to have an off day in. Jennifer Grandal, she is the Senior Vice President of Communication for the Baltimore Orioles. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day, y'all.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. So we got to remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend. She's been on the show way too many times. She knows exactly. It's double dutch. She jumps right in.
Don't miss a spot.